Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Moed Katan, daf Yud Dalet. We are holding on Yud Gimel and Beis. We are about to begin the third and final parak of Maseches Moed Katan. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. So this parak we're going to spend a couple of weeks on this parak, and it's going to talk about a lot of fundamental topics. We're going to start off by talking about when one is allowed to get a haircut or do their laundry on Chol HaMoed. Then the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about the inyanim of nidui and shamta and cherim, that they put a person in all these different types of cherim, and what the hanhagos of such charamim are. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the malacha of kosev, and when you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the dinim of avelus on Yom Tov and on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara is going to discuss dinim of avelus in general. So the third part of Moed Katan is the basis for all of Hilchos Avelus. In today's daf, what we're going to focus on first, the Mishnah is going to give us seven exceptions to the Yisr Giluach on Chol HaMoed and eight exceptions to the Yisr of Kibus on Chol HaMoed. So the first Mishnah is going to be all about exceptions to various Yisurim on Chol HaMoed. Then the Gemara is going to give us the reason why there's an Yisr to be Megaleach in the first place. Why can't someone get a haircut and shave on Chol HaMoed? That these need to be exceptions. Then the Gemara is going to discuss if someone is dealing with an Aveda before Yom Tov, that perhaps that should be an exception as well, even though the Mishnah didn't list it. Maybe one should be allowed to shave and get a haircut on Chol HaMoed if they were busy trying to track down an Aveda on Erev Yom Tov. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the difference in the heter of Bami Medina Sayyam, meaning if a person was traveling. One of the heterim that we have is that if a person was traveling before Yom Tov started, that he's allowed to get a haircut, he's allowed to be Mechabes Bugadav. So the Gemara is going to discuss, well, wait a second, why was he traveling? There are three possibilities. He could have been traveling because he was desperate, he has nothing to eat. He could have been traveling stam for enjoyment, or there's something in between. Maybe he was traveling for business, but not so desperate. He had what to eat. It was just a regular business trip. And whether that's going to make a difference in terms of this heter, the Gemara is then going to talk about whether a katan can be shaved on Chol HaMoed and whether a katan can be shaved during his avelus. Let's say a katan's hair is overgrown and he needs a haircut. Can we do that during Chol HaMoed or during avelus? And then the daf is going to conclude by talking about whether three different types of nihuge avelus are observed on Yom Tov: the nihuge avelus of an avel, the nihuge avelus of a menuda, of someone who's a nidoy, and the nihuge avelus of a mitzora. Whether all of those things are observed on Chol HaMoed and on Yom Tov. So let's begin again. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Ve'elu Megalchin B'Moed. The following are going to be seven exceptions to the rule that there's an Isser Giluach on Moed. The following seven are mutter to be Megaleach on Moed. Number one, Habami Medina Sayyam, someone who was traveling prior to Yom Tov and he just arrived on Chol HaMoed, so he was unable to get a haircut before Yom Tov. Number two, Mubeis HaShivya, person was in captivity. He was being held captive by non-Jews at a distant location and he was unable to get a haircut. Number three, Vayotzim Beis Asurin, someone who's let out of jail, even if it was locally, where it's not the derech to be Megaleach, even if it's possible, but it's not the derech to be Megaleach. That's why they, even if he was captured or he was jailed by Jewish people who allow him to be Megaleach, Tosos points out in the name of the Yerushalmi, since it's not the derech for one to beautify himself when one is held in jail, so he's allowed to be Megaleach on Chol HaMoed. The Meiri explains that's why the Mishnah says Haba when it talks about Bami Medina Sayyam Mibeis HaShivya, and it says Hayotze Mibeis HaSurim. Why doesn't it just say Haba Mimedina Siyam Mibeis HaShivya Mibeis HaSurim? Why does it change it from Haba to Hayotze? It must be that the word Hayotze is coming to tell me that they're different from each other. Haba Mibeis HaShivya means that he was Shavui Biyad Goyim, and that's why it's more Pashut that he's Mutal Legaleach, because the non-Jews who were holding him in captivity did not allow him to be Megaleach Melech before Yom Tov. And then it says a greater chiddush, that even if someone was just Yotze mi Beis HaSura, meaning he was Biyad Yisrael, and they were allowing him to be Megalech, it's just not something that someone would do when they're in a Beis HaSura. So that's why it changes to Yotze, says the Meiri. Number four on the list, Vamenuda, if a person was put in Nidui, the Sheitiru Lo Chacham, and the Chacham were Matir is Nidui on Chalamoit, so he could not have gotten a haircut before Moed, because the halacha is that a menuda is asur b'tisporas. This is not necessarily a raya that a menuda is asur b'tisporas. The Ritva points out, because even if a menuda were mutar b'tisporas, it still would not be the derech to do so, because a menuda is walking around, as someone who's dejected and shouldn't have this aura of confidence and of being clean cut. So even if it weren't an iser, it would be totally inappropriate. And number five on the list, v'chein misha nishal chacham v'hutar. Someone went had a neder that he was not going to be megaleach, and then he went and he asked the chacham, and the chacham was matir that neder. So now he has this newfound heter to be megaleach that just showed up on chalamoid. Number six, v'hanazir, and number seven, v'amitzora l'mitmas l'tarasso. If a person is a nazir who's tamei b'tumas meis, where the halacha is that a nazir becomes tamei, has to be megaleach all of his hairs on the seventh day of his Tara process, or a Mitzora who now was cured from his Nega, and the Kohen is mitire him with the Tzipori Mitzora, so the Halacha is also that he has to be Megaleach Sarosav on the seventh day, so they're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed, since they could not be Megaleach before Yom Tov, because there is this process that they have to go through in order to be able to be Megaleach. So those are our seven exceptions of when one is allowed to be Megaleach on Chol HaMoed. The following are eight exceptions to the Isser of Kibbutz on Chol HaMoed. Number one, Abami Medina Siyam, someone who comes from a distant location where he was unable to wash his clothing. Umi Beis HaShivya. Number two, someone who comes out of captivity. Number three, Vayotzim Beis HaSurim, someone who was let out of jail on Chol HaMoed, and in jail he was unable to wash his clothing. Number four, Menuda Sheitir Lo Chachabim, a person who's in Nidoy, but now his Nidoy is lifted on Chol HaMoed, so he was unable to wash his clothing beforehand. Number five, someone who had a neder that he wasn't allowed to wash his clothing, and that neder, he had a hataras nedarim on Chol HaMoed. Number six, mitbechos hayadayim. If a person wants to wash his hand towels, mitbechos hasaparim, and similarly, we'll count this as all as number six, mitbechos hasaparim, mitbechos hasfag, three different types of towels that get dirty very, very frequently, and it's even if you wash them before Chol HaMoed, you're likely going to have to wash them again on Chol HaMoed. So mitbechos hayadayim means hand towels that get dirty very frequently. Mitbechos hasaparim are that which a barber, the cloth that a barber puts over a person to catch all the hair that he's cutting, so that it doesn't ruin his clothing. So that's how Rashi learns, that's how Tosos learns. The Shita L'Talmud Arimi Paris and the Ritva say, now wait a second, how many people are getting haircuts on Chol HaMoed? We just learned that there's an issue to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. There are seven exceptions, but those exceptions are the exceptions that prove the rule, meaning it shouldn't be something that's happening so often that mitbechos hasaparim should be something that you constantly need to clean. So that's why the Ritva and others say, no, it's not mitbechos hasaparim, it's mitbechos hasfarim. It's the cloth that they would have, it's the mantle that they would put over Kisvei HaKodesh when they would be golo the Sefer Torah. It's the cloth that they would cover the Kisvei HaKodesh. So they're allowed to be mechabes them, because that's when people have an opportunity. When it comes to Tzarchei Tzibur, people don't have the opportunity to take care of those things when they're going about their daily lives. So even though generally we try not to wait to do malacha, and it's also to wait to do malacha for Chol HaMoed, but for something that's like a communal need like that, it makes sense to allow it on Chol HaMoed. And mitbechos hasfag are the towels at a Beis HaMerchatz. So those get dirty very frequently. Number seven on the list, hazavim v'hazavos anidos v'yoldos, who are constantly soiling their clothing because they have these bodily fluids that are coming out of their body all the time, so they're constantly ruining their clothing, so they're allowed to wash their clothing. And number eight, kala olin mitumah l'tahara. Anyone who goes from a state of tumah to a state of tara, like a mitzora on the seventh day of his initial tara, through the tzipari mitzora, or a tameh mace that is wearing begadim during the 7 days of his tara that became tameh, now he has to change into nice new clothes. clean clothing and he has to tovel the clothing in the mikveh, sa'arelu mutarim, shar kol ad masurim. All of these are the heterim, nobody else. Everybody else is asr to be mechabes bigdayim on chol ha'moed. So those are our seven exceptions to the isra giluach and our eight exceptions to the isra of kibbutz. So says Gemara, okay, so we said that giluach generally is asr, shar kol ad maitam asurim. Why? Why is it asr to be megaleach on chol ha'moed? So we learned about in Maseches Tainus that there's something called anshe mishmar and something called anshe maimid. The anshe mishmar is that Kohanim would be split into 24 mishmaros of kuhuna, and that mishmar would the mishmar of that week would take care of all of the karbonos hatzibur of that week. They would work in the Beis Hamikdash that week. Corresponding to that, you also need the bailim to be omdim ala karban. Who are the bailim of the karban tamid, for instance, every single day? It's all the klal yisrael, but we can't have all the klal yisrael just quit their jobs and spend every day being omed ala karban. So what we do is we set up ma'amados of Yisraelim where they go and they daven that the karbanos should be accepted. So there are 24 shifts of ma'amados as well of Yisraelim. So those are the anshe mishmar and the anshe maimid. So the Gemara explains, why is it that you're not allowed to be megaleach ha'moed? Kiditnan. Similar to what we learned in Maseches Tainis, that anshe mishmar and anshe maimid asurun l'saper l'chabes, that anshe mishmar and anshe maimid are not allowed to get haircuts and they're not allowed to launder their clothing. But u'b'chamishi, on Thursdays, mutarin. Then the anshe mishmar and anshe maimid are allowed to get haircuts, they're allowed to launder their clothing, mipnei kvar haShabbos, in order to be able to go into Shabbos with clean clothing and with a nice haircut. So v'amar Rav Bar Bechana, amar Rav Elazar, my time, why would it be that the anshe mishmar and anshe maimid are not allowed to get haircuts and launder their clothing? You know, I would have thought that we dafka should allow them to do that. After all, they're representing Klal Yisrael, they're in the Beis HaMikdash, so I would think dafka, they should be laundering their clothing and they should be getting haircuts. Shouldn't they look nice when they go into the Beis HaMikdash? No, it's exactly right. If we allow them to wait until it's their turn serving in that mishmar, that maimid, they might not prepare in advance to look nice when they come into the Beis HaMikdash. So they may be misatzel, they may be lazy about it, and wait until they're not working, and it's actually their turn for their mishmar, their maimid, and only then get a haircut or wash their clothing, and then they're going to be nichnas k'shein menuvalin. When they actually show up to do the avoda, they're not going to look nice, and that's not avoda, that's not kavod to the avodas hamikdash. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid points out. What do you mean it's not covered to the Avodah HaMikdash to wash the clothing? The Kohanim who are doing the Avodah in the Mikdash don't get to wear their own clothing. They're wearing big day kuna. Says the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, you see, even to show up to the Beis HaMikdash wearing unclean clothing, even though they're going to change and they're going to wear big day kuna when they actually do the Avodah, but to show up to the Beis HaMikdash in such a way, that's also considered to be inappropriate. Right? A person gets married, so he shows up to the wedding hall not yet wearing a suit. He's going to change in the wedding hall, but you don't show up with dirty clothing. You show up with clean clothing. You're showing up to the Beis HaMikdash. Person should show up with a sense of respect. And not only that, the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid also points out that you see that the Anshei Maimid, even though they're not in the Beis HaMikdash, they're going into the Beis HaKnesses, they also have to look nice, because they have to the way they dress should reflect the importance of the job that they're doing. So just like we say that by the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Maimid, Sachanami over here also, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, why is it that there's Nisra of Giluach and Nisra of Kibbutz on Chol HaMoed? Kedei Shelo Yikantzu L'Regel K'shein Menuvalin, because we don't want people coming into Yom Tov all menuvel. If it would be mutter to be megaleach on Chol HaMoed, no one would be megaleach on Erev Yom Tov. No one would wash their clothing on Erev Yom Tov, and therefore we make sure that there's an isser to do it on Chol HaMoed to encourage them to prepare in advance for Yom Tov. The Torah in Siman Tavkuf Lamed Aleph quotes a shitas Rabbeinu Tam that what if you wore megaleach on Erev Yom Tov? Can you now be megaleach Chol HaMoed? Meaning you weren't the problem, right? Meaning you did take care of it before Yom Tov. You did go into Yom Tov, but now you feel like your beard is growing a little bit more. You want to shave again. Your hair is getting a little, is getting a little long. Even though you took a haircut before Yom Tov, can you take a haircut again? So says Rabbeinu Tam, yes. Meaning there's no gzeira of shalei kadis l'regel k'shu minuvalim if it's a person who actually took a haircut before Yom Tov. So the Torah himself disagrees with this and a number of the other Rishonim, and they say that what do you mean? The Gemara is about to tell us that we can't allow some activities for certain people and not for other people. Yomur kol asrik nasrut asur and srike baitus mutarin is the expression that we're going to soon see in the Gemara. Everyone's going to say, oh, that guy's an exception to the rule. Everybody else has one rule. This person has another rule. They're not going to realize that it's only because he was megaleach on Erev Yom Tov. So that's what the other Rishonim disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam. The Nodeb Yehuda discusses this Rabbeinu Tam at length. The Nodeb Yehuda in Madura Kama or Chaim Simin Yud Gimel says that maybe the Rabbeinu Tam only allows al yideo poalani sheino malechel. Maybe even the Rabbeinu Tam would only allow it if there's a real desperate situation where someone needs to make a living as a barber and he's not having any clients, obviously, on Chol HaMoed. Okay, so for a guy who's megaleach and Erev Yom Tov, will allow the poalani sheino malechel to do it. But maybe we wouldn't allow it normally. Now, the Yehuda famously did allow shaving on Chol HaMoed for people who shave all the time, meaning for people who shave every day, so he allowed shaving Chol HaMoed. But the Chasam Sofer says that was an exception. Chasam Sofer says, speaks in the times of the Nodeb Yehuda, he noticed that people were violating the halacha of shaving with a razor. So if people were going to shave with a razor in violation of Minisa D'Araisa, so the Nodeb Yehuda held that if you don't allow the hair to grow very much, so there's no Ashchasa Seyar if there's no Seyar. So if it's only one day's growth, it's not going to be a violation of the Issa D'Araisa. So better to shave on Chol HaMoed and be in violation of that than to be in violation of actual of Hashchasa Seir with a razor. That was the Nodeb Yehuda's Nodeb Yehuda writes in the Tshuva that a Tama Kamusiti, I have a hidden reason that I'm not sharing with anybody. I have a big secret, but we got to be makel on this. So the Chasam Sofer writes a famous line in his Tshuva. He says, "Ani holich rachil agalasod. I'm gonna be megala the secret of the Nodeb Yehuda why he was makel, and that's what he was megala." Okay, so says Gemara now. By Rabbi Zera, of the Aveda Erev HaRegel Ma, what if a person lost an Aveda on Erev HaRegel and that's what he was busy with in Erev Yom Tov? So do we say even the Anus Mutter, since he was an Anus, so he couldn't wash his clothing, couldn't get a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, so he's allowed to do so on Chol HaMoed? Or Dilma, keep it the Lomu Chamil Salo. Or maybe since it's not something that's so obvious, it's not so meforsim that he lost an Aveda, so maybe we cannot allow it. So Amar Abaye, Yomru Kol HaSrik and HaSrik HaSrik HaBaitos Mutarin. We have an expression from Maseches Pesachim that generally speaking, you're not allowed to make matzos hametzuyarim. You're not allowed to make fancy images on your matzah because to do that, it's going to take a lot of time and your matzah is going to become chametz to shape your matzahs in such a way. But the base baitos had a method that they were able to make these srikos hametzuyarim without taking very much time. So they said, maybe we should allow the base baitos to produce such matzahs. They said, no, because everyone's going to say, how does that make sense? And for everybody else it's an isser, but for the base baitos they're allowed to make such matzos. So over here also, where people are going to allow someone who lost an aveda on Erev Yom Tov to be megaleach, everyone's going to say normal people are not allowed to be megaleach. Why is this guy an exception? Ul taimech says Gemara, if that's what you're choshish for, hadam Rabbi Asi, am Rabbi Yochanan, kol mi sheinu el chalak echad mutu lechapsu b'chol shomoid. We do make exceptions. We say that if a person only has one garment, he's allowed to be mechabes the garment on Chol HaMoed. So asam nami, why don't we say over there also, yom it's also not going to be obvious to people why this guy should be an exception. Not everyone's going to know that he has only one item of clothing, just like not everybody knows that someone was busy looking for an Aveda on Erev Yom Tov. Says Gemara, everyone will know when a guy has only one suit. Because all they have to do is watch him when he's washing that suit. When he's washing that suit, they're going to see that he's wearing a belt to keep his overcoat closed, because he's not wearing anything under the overcoat. So everyone's going to realize that's not a normal way to wash. If you have another item of clothing, so then your overcoat won't be closed. So the fact that he's wearing a belt to keep his overcoat closed is going to be a riot to everybody. Everybody's going to know that that's his one and only suit. Ravashi Masni, by Rabbi Zeira, Umash Abdul Aveda Erev HaRegel Mahu. Rabbi Zeira raises a question. Someone who's a barber, and everyone is coming to him on Erev Yom Tov to get their haircuts. And because he lost an Aveda on Erev HaRegel, and since he was so busy looking for the Aveda, he didn't have a chance to get his own haircut. So is he allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed? Is he allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Kivan to Uman, who, since he has like this public position, it's the busiest day of the year for him on Erev Yom Tov, so Muchamilsa, so everyone's going to know that he was an Anus, because the barber is sitting there schmoozing with you and he's going to be talking about his Aveda all day. So everyone's going to know that he lost this Aveda. Odilma, Kivan to Muchamilsa Kihanach, or maybe it's not something that's evident when you look at him that he was not of a lo aveda, like the guy who's washing his clothing and only has one suit. That person you could look at and you could see it. So lo, maybe we don't have such a heter. Teku, the Gemara does not resolve this question. So that's always the question. When the Gemara raises a shayla and does not resolve it and leaves it as a teku, so how are we supposed to paskin? The Rabbi Chananel says that the hachra'a of the Gemara of teku relates to the first lashon of the Gemara, and that's what the Bach says in the within the Shitas HaRif, Rambam, and Rush, that that they don't quote these sfeikos, because the Gemara's hachra of teku relates also to the first lashon of the Gemara, and Rabbi Zeira disagrees with Abaye that there's an isra of yomru kol asrik and asur asrik baitus mutarin. He holds that the heter of kibbutz for ein lo el chal kechad is not only because ezura mochiach alav, not only because everyone's going to see that he's wearing a belt to hold his overcoat closed, even if it's ein ezura mochiach alav. And since this is a suffix that's not nifshat per Gemara, so we're makel that anyone who's honest on erev haregel, whether it's because he had an aveda, whether whatever it is, it's mutar. He's allowed to be megaleach on Yom Tov. That's how the Rif understands. That's how the Bach understands Shitas HaRif, HaRambam, Barash, by not raising these sfeikos. Why didn't they raise these sfeikos? Because it's mutter. Because we paskin that it's mutter. However, the Beis Yosef understood differently. The Beis Yosef says, no, they didn't raise these sfeikos because these would be additional exceptions. So the easy way to say that they're aser is by not raising the sfeikos. Meaning, you tell me there's an iser to be Megaleach Chalamoed. There are several exceptions, and this doesn't make the list of exceptions. Looking for your Aveda doesn't make the list of exceptions, and therefore it's aser. That aside from the fact that some Rishonim understand that every time we say teku, we assume l'chumra. That teku means you have to let it stand, and therefore you're not allowed to be machriya l'hakel, that you have to leave it l'chumra. Okay, so that's how the Beis Yosef understands that we're machmir on these sfeikos. Then we said that people who come in Medina Sayam, so Basis and Lok Rabbi Yehuda, our mission that allows someone traveling to be who is traveling and just arrived on Chol HaMoed to be Megaleach on Chol HaMoed is against Rabbi Yehuda. Titani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Abamim Disayam Lo Yigaleach, that someone who came from Medina Sayam is not allowed to shave, because who told him to go in the first place? He decided on his own that he wants to go traveling, so all of a sudden we're going to be Mekel for him to be Megaleach. So Amar Rava, Rava says, well, wait a second, let's assess. Why was this guy traveling? Lashut divrei kol aser. Probably if he was traveling just stam because he likes to enjoy traveling, so then everyone would agree that he's not allowed to be megaleach on Chol HaMoed. Limizonos divrei kol muter. If he had to be traveling because he's starving, then everyone would agree that it's muter. So lo nechluku, the whole machlokus between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda is elar vicha, as if when he's going to make a little more money, it's a business trip, he's not starving, but it's a business trip. It's not just for enjoyment. So mar midami le kilashut. Rabbi Yehuda says that's like traveling on your own volition. You're just choosing to do so, and therefore we're not going to have any kulas for you. Umar midami le kimizonos. And the Tana Var Mishnah, the Chachamim, assume that that's like going to get food, where we will have an exception and we will allow the person to shave. So says our Meisvei will challenge Rava. What did Rava just say? That the machlokas is so limited that if you're going stam for your enjoyment, everyone agrees you're allowed to be megaleach. You're not allowed to be megaleach. If you're going for mizonos, everyone agrees you are allowed to be megaleach. The machlokas is only so limited when you're going stam as a business trip. So meisvei, I'm a rebbe near in div Rabbi Yehuda kishiyatzah shalom bereshus v'diri cham kishiyatzah bereshus, that I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when you went shalom bereshus, and I paskin like cham when you went bereshus. What do those words mean? What is shalom bereshus and what is bereshus? And whatever those words mean, what you do see if someone is saying I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda over here and I paskin like the Rabbanan over there is that there are two cases where Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan disagree, right? Meaning we just said that no, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan agree when you're going stam for enjoyment. They agree when you're going for mizonos. There's only one case where they disagree, and that's a business trip. But if you can say I paskin like Rabbi Yehuda here, I paskin like the Rabbanan over there, you're saying that they disagree in two cases, and that's where we run into trouble. That's where we have a kasha and Rava. My shalom bereshus. What does shalom bereshus mean? Ilem lashu. If it just means you're going for enjoyment, there's no machlokas. How could you pass paskin. There's no machlokas in such a case. Everyone says it's asr. Elul mizonos. What shalom rishus means that you're going for mizonos. Everyone agrees that that's mutter. El pshita larvicha. So shalom rishus must mean you go and stop on a business trip. The one case where they actually argue. Fine, but then aim a sefer. But then how do you read near in divrei chamik shiatzur rishus that we pass like the chachamim when you yatzur rishus? My rishus. What's that case of yatzur rishus? Elam lemazonos. If it's talking about a case where you're desperate for food, hamer divrei kol mutter. There's no machlokas. There's no paskening. Everyone holds it's mutter. El larvicha. What you think it means? Where you're going just where you're going to make a business trip to make some extra money? Hamer near in divrei Rabbi Yehuda baha. But we just got through saying that you pasken like Rabbi Yehuda in that you don't pasken like the chachamim in such a case. So Chikamrsa says, no, Rava's really right that there's only one case where Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim actually disagree, and that's the case where you're going for a business trip. Near and divrei Rabbi Yehuda, li rabbanan, kisha yatsa shalom rishus. When he says near and divrei Rabbi Yehuda, he's not saying that they argue. He's saying that even the rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Yehuda when you go out shalom rishus, umayni hu lashut, meaning even the rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that there's no heter to shave in chol hamoed if the reason for your trip was stam, a vacation. If it was just for enjoyment, it was yeshiva week and you decided that you wanted to go on a daf yomi kwinza, you decided that you wanted to go on a trip. Shafilu chacham lo nechlo lavel larvicha. The chacham only disagree if it's about making money. Avaloshud modulei. But if it's just stam to go enjoy yourself, they'd be modav. Nir and divir rabbanan li Rabbi Yehuda kishiyatze bereshus. And the Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the rabbanan if you went out the rishus. Mind you, what does it mean you went out the rishus? Lemazonos, you're desperate for food. Shafil Rabbi Yehuda lenechlek aleim el larvicha, because the whole machlokas is only when you're going on a regular business trip. Avol lemazonos, but if a person is coming, he's a mashulah coming from Eretz Yisrael because he's starving, has nothing to eat. So modelu, so then the Rabbi Yehuda will be moda to the chachamim that such a person is an ones, and of course he's allowed to be megaleach on moed. So that's how Rava can work, and it could be that the machlokas is that one limited case. So Amar Shmuel, Katana Nolad B'Moed. New topic now. What if a child is born on Chol HaMoed and he's a very hairy child? You got a little ace up there. So Mutter L'Galeach B'Moed. You're allowed to be Megaleach the kid on Moed because it's causing the kid sorry. He keeps yanking at his hair and he's pulling it, it hurts him. So She'en L'cha Beis HaSurin Gadol Mizeh. Because we said someone who's Yotzim Beis HaSurin is allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Is there a bigger Yotzim Beis HaSurin than he was just let out of the womb? He was locked up in there for 9 months. So that Ein L'cha Beis HaSurin Gadol Mizeh, that he's allowed to get a haircut. So b'moed in may karala. Sounds like only if he was born on Moed. But if he was born before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be megaleach on Moed because you could have done it before Yom Tov. So Masav Rapinchas, Rapinchas asks on this diuk that we just made that it says in the Braisa that even though Avil is not allowed to get a haircut, kaleilu shamru mutul legaleach b'moed. All the people that we say that are the exceptions that are allowed to be megaleach on Chol HaMoed mutul legaleach b'mei Evlo are also allowed to get a haircut during their avelus. But everybody else who's not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed is also not allowed to get a haircut during their avelus. So essentially what we're saying is, the build up to the challenge is that we're assuming that the dinim of Chol HaMoed and the dinim of avelus as far as haircuts are concerned parallel each other. So we just made a diuk that when it comes to Chol HaMoed, a child is not allowed to get a haircut unless he was born on Chol HaMoed. But if he was born beforehand, he's not allowed to get a haircut. But Iyamit Ispe Plukta, if you're going to say that when it comes to Giluach of a Katan, there's a chilik to be made whether he was born on Chol HaMoed or beforehand, Nimtzeis Avelus Noages B'Katan, then you'd have to say the same thing by Avelus, and then it would turn out that you're doing Avelus by a Katan also. V'atanya, but didn't we learn Mekarin L'Katan B'nei Agmas Nefesh, that we only do Kriya for a Katan for Agmas Nefesh in order that people who see that we tore a Katan's garment will have agmas nefesh and they'll feel badly, but not because the katan is any chiyuv of avelus. There's no chiyuv of avelus on a katan. So if there are no dine avelus that we're knowing by a katan, why would it be also to be megaleach bime evlo? So Amar Rav Ashi, mi katani ha asurin dilmi yesh me an asur yesh me an mutzri. He says, who says our diuk is correct? Did we say that necessarily you could be medayik that those who are asur to be megaleach on Chol HaMoed are also asur to be megaleach bime evlam? Meaning we we said that anyone who's mutter legalech on Chol HaMoed is mutter legalech b'mehevlo. Did we ever say that the equation works the other way also? That anyone who's not allowed to be megalech on Chol HaMoed is also not allowed to be megalech b'mehevlo? Maybe a katan is not allowed to be megalech on Chol HaMoed if he was born before Chol HaMoed, but he is allowed to be megalech b'mehevlo because there's no avelus by a katan. Who says that the two parallel each other? Amem ravitem rav shish b'rid ravidi masni hachi. They learn as follows. That Amr Shmuel katan mutter legalcha b'moed. A katan, you're allowed to be megalech on moed. Lo shna nolad b'moed, lo shna nolad meikara. And it doesn't matter when he was born, even if he was born on before Chol HaMoed. Amr of Pinchas Afin and Amitani. Pinchas brings as a raya to that idea that a katan, that you're allowed to be megalech a katan, even if he was born before Yom Tov. That kalelu shomer mutter legalech b'moed, mutter legalech b'mehevlo. Because we equate hilchas Chol HaMoed to hilchas avelus in terms of the heter legalech. So asa legalech b'moed, asa legalech b'mehevlo. So presumably we're going to make that same equation as far as an iser to be megalech, that anyone who's not allowed to be megalech on Chol HaMoed is also not allowed to be megalech during avelus. Well, yamrit katan aser. If you're going to say that a katan who's born before Yom Tov is not allowed to be Megalech Chol HaMoed, that would mean he's not allowed to be Megalech B'mehevlo either. And that would mean Nimtzeis Avelus Nogas B'Katan, that you're observing Avelus for a Katan. V'tanya Mekaren L'Katan Mipnei Agmas Nefesh. But we have a brisa that tells us that there is no Avelus for a Katan. We only do Kriya on a Katan for Agmas Nefesh, but there's no actual dinim of Avelus for a Katan. Some Ravashi says that's not necessarily a Raya. Mi Katani Ha'asurin Dil Migeshme and Asur Yeshme and Mutter. Maybe that equation between Avelus and Chol HaMoed is not true, that it's only true on the heter side, not on the yisr side, that anyone who's allowed to be Megalech and Chol HaMoed is allowed to be Megalech B'mehevlo, but that doesn't necessarily mean that anyone who's not allowed to be Megalech B'Chol HaMoed is not allowed to be Megalech B'mehevlo. So it could be that a Katan is not allowed to be Megalech and Chol HaMoed if he was born before Yom Tov, but he is allowed to be Megalech B'mehevlo. This idea that Mekarin the Katan Mepnei Agmas Nefesh comes up in Rav Moshe brings it up in the tshuva in the following context. There is a practice that seems to be widespread that if someone goes to Eretz Yisrael and they haven't been there in a long time, they haven't seen the Kotel in 30 days, they haven't seen the Mikdash B'Churbana in 30 days, so the halacha is you're supposed to be Kareya, a person's supposed to tear their clothing when they go see the Makom HaMikdash B'Churbana. So there's a practice that's very widespread that if a person goes for the first time on Erev Shabbos Achar Chatzos, that they don't tear Kriya. That then they don't have to tear Kriya. So in the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, he says that that's the minig, that someone who sees the Churban Erev Shabbos Achar Chatzos is Eino Kareya. So the Chazon Ish writes that there's no basis for such a minig, and why wouldn't there be an Isser of, why wouldn't there be a Chiv of tearing Kriya? If you're Makabel Shabbos Miplaga Mincha, and after Kabbalah Shabbos you see the Makom Migdash, then you're not going to be Kareya because you're ready Makabel Shabbos. But Erev Shabbos Achar Chatzos, Mechi Tesi, whoever came up with such an idea. So in Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that if there's a makar for this minhag that's taken root in the past several decades, he says, not to see it, he's not sure, but he says, even though he doesn't see a tam in Mitzal Adin, not to be Korea, he says it could be that I could explain the minhag, that when a person sees Korea, they're mitzta'er, it causes them a certain sense of tsar, and that tsar is gonna extend into the beginning of Shabbos, and maybe the yisra to be mitzar oneself on Shabbos would override the chi of kriya, because a person's going to be if tzar of Shabbos hachatzos, so you're going to see this torn clothing, it's going to cause tzar. And he says the smach to such a svara that it causes tzar is this idea of mekarin lekatan mipnei agmas nefesh, that dafka kriya for whatever reason that's what causes tzar to other people who see a kriya, that's going to cause an agmas nefesh, that people are going to see that the katan has torn kriya more than anything else. So apparently, says Rav Moshe, he says, look, I don't think that was the reason that people started observing this minhag. I think they made up the minhag, but it's kvar nahagu, they did this, and it's not illogical, and it has some basis of logic in halachic logic. So he says, so you're allowed to observe such a minhag. Chazon Ish was not in favor. Rav Moshe thought that since that's the minhag, we're allowed to observe such a minhag. One quick question: even if Yehuda Rav Moshe is the posek hador, which he was certainly in America, so does an American posek have jurisdiction on a psak halacha relating? Rav Shechter often points out that he holds meikra din. He doesn't see why a person who goes to the mikvah shouldn't be allowed to go on Har HaBayis, as long as you're careful not to go on the Makom HaZara. But he said, I would never do it because it's not my jurisdiction. I'm not allowed to, the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael. They're the ones that are the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, whichever camp you belong to. They're the ones that have jurisdiction over Eretz Yisrael, the Gepsakim. He says, I find it very annoying when Rabbanim from Eretz Yisrael give guidance in Piskei Halacha for people in Chutz Laretz having no clue what's going on in Chutz Laretz. I'm not going to make that same mistake for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. But anyway, okay, so that's the Machlokes of Moshe and the Chazon Ish. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara. So now, Avel Eino Noeg Avelus Beregel, and Avel does not observe his Avelus on Yom Tov. Shneamar B'Samachta B'Chagecha. So the Pasuk says B'Samachta B'Chagecha. So the Simcha of the Yom Tov has to override the Avelus. I Avelus may Karu views an Avel beforehand. Asi Yaseid Rabbim Dachi Yaseid Yachid. So the Asay of Simcha of the Rabbim will be Docha. The Avelus is individual Avelus. I Avelus Tahashtu, and if he just became an Avel, Lo Asi Yaseid Yachid Dachi Yaseid Rabbim. Certainly, his own personal Avelus is not going to now come and push away an already pre-existing mitzvah of simcha that the rabbin have. So that's as far as an of nihugei avelus on regel. What about a menuda? Menuda marushinug niduyo beregel. Does a menuda observe the halachas of nidui on regel? A menuda is not allowed to do sheila shalom and nitla sasandal and ischayv and atifa sarosh. He has a whole bunch of dinim that are like an avel. The lechora, the rishonim point out that menuda is also only a mitzvah of a yachid. So why is this any more of a suffix? The Gemara already said that an individual avelus is not going to override the asay de rabbin. So it also suggests that since a menuda has violated divrei chachamim, and that's why they put him in nidui, so it's a mitzvah asay of rabbin to observe that nidui about this guy, that everyone else has to observe the nidui that was placed on this person. So maybe it's not a mitzvah de yachid, maybe it's a mitzvah de rabbin. So Amar Rav Yosef Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Don and din fashu din makas din mamnes, that we are done on Chol HaMoed all sorts of dinim. If a person doesn't follow the psak of the base, then we put him in a cherim. In a shamta. But if you hold that we're not going to observe dinim of nidoy in a regal anyway, if a person was in nidoy beforehand, the regal is going to push away the nidoy. But hashem shamtinalei anan. And yet on yom tov, when we're done the case, if he doesn't listen, we're gonna invoke a new nidoy. That wouldn't make any sense. If a regal is going to push away a pre-existing nidoy, how could we invoke a new nidui on regel? So that therefore you see that it must be a raya that even a menuda lefnei regel must continue to observe his nidui on regel. From the very fact that we put a person in nidui on regel must mean that pre-existing nidui's continue on regel. Abaye says, no, v'dilma la'yuni b'dine. Who says we're putting the guy in nidui on regel? We're just saying that we'll be ma'ayin into his din, that we'll paskin the din Torah. Doesn't mean that we're going to actually follow through and put him in nidui on the Yom Tov. Because if you don't say that, dini nefashos tektani, hachinami dekadlin ulei. One of the things we said is that we do dini nefashos on regel. You think we follow through on regel? We're going to actually kill him? You're not allowed to kill him on regel. It's going to ruin the simchas Yom Tov. Who's simchas Yom Tov? Well, certainly the guy who's getting killed, but that's not the issue. He deserves what he's getting. But the Beis Din, it's going to ruin their simchas Yom Tov because they're not allowed to eat on the day that they execute a person. So we're not going to follow through with that. So what makes you think we're following through with the nidui on Yom Tov itself? Tanya, Rabbi Kiva, Minayin Sanhedrin, Shargras and Nefesh. How do I know that if Sanhedrin kills somebody, Shein Tom and Kolos Ayom, that they don't eat anything that entire day? Tamalom L'Sokh L'Adam, from the Pasuk of L'Sokh L'Adam. The Gemara in Brachos learns from the Pasuk of L'Sokh L'Adam that Lo Tochal Achi Spalal Al-Dimchem, that a person is not allowed to eat before davening. So this is a classic example, L'Sokh L'Adam, of a Lav Shebechlalos, that it's one Pasuk, but it has many different Isurim that are associated with that one Pasuk, and therefore there's no Malkus for any of these Isurim. Right? So L'Sokh L'Adam tells me this halacha, that the Beis Din is not allowed to eat that whole day. Elula Yuni B'dine, so obviously it doesn't mean we kill him on Yom Tov, it means that we're going to judge the case. So we are also judging the case. Some later, Rav Yosef said back to Abayim, came in Sisma on his Dina, but then you're going to delay the Din Torah and you're not allowed to do that. So no. What do? We look into his Din Torah in the morning. The Sanhedrin could eat to their heart's content the rest of the day. They delay the Gemar din until evening, and they kill him right before, you know, late in the afternoon, and then they're not going to have to fast too much. They only have to fast the rest of the day, so it's not going to shtar the Simchas Yom Tov. So Amar Abaye Tashma, let me bring another raya to be poshet this suffix about whether a menuda observes his nidoy on regular. Menuda sheitiru lo chachamim. One of the things we said is that a menuda that the chachamim are matir is allowed to shave and wash his clothing on moed. So you see, Abaye holds that it means that on regular they were matir. It's a statement of fact. Menuda, he tira lo chacham, that anyone who's a nidoy, the chacham are always matir, the nidoy on regel. So obviously, you're not knowing nidoy on regel. Amar Rava, mi katani, shehitiruhu chachamim, shehitiru lo chacham katani. It doesn't say that as a matter of course, they're just matir ol niduyim. It says, in this case, they were matir as nidoy, dozel bais le baldin, evas kamir abal, misharulei. We're talking about a case where he happened to be mfais, the baldin, and therefore they were matir. Mitzora maushin, third case, can a mitzora, should a mitzora observe the dinim of tzaras that he has on Yom Tov? Some rabbi Toshna will bring a raya. The nazir mitzora mitumasul taras. So a nazir mitzora who went from tumat to tara are allowed to wash their clothing and get a haircut. Habi yemei tumasul noed. But if he's still be yemei tumasul, apparently he has to observe those laws. So it says lo mi bayi kabel, lo mi bayi be yemei tumasul to lo noed gavul taras nigzar shami yeshab karbonosav. No, not only be yemei tumasul does he not have to observe the dinim of mitzora. But when he's nitar mitumaso, I might think that he should continue to observe the laws, to observe Isser Kibbutz and Isser Giluach, because he may delay his karbanos for that purpose. So Kamash Mulan, that's why the Tan is telling me that even when he's nitar mitumaso, he's allowed to be megaleach and moed. Amar Rava, so Rava says, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya. Vatsarua l'rabos kohen gadol, that even a kohen gadol observes these dinim, vaha kohen gadol, the kalashana karegalu kuli alma dami. A kohen gadol throughout the year has the dinim that we all have on Yom Tov. Ditznan, Kohen Gadol makriv onin vein ochel. Kohen Gadol could be makriv carbon as an onin. He's just not allowed to eat from the carbonos that he's makriv. Everybody else throughout the rest of the year is not allowed to send their carbonos when they're oninim. But on regel, they're allowed to be mishaleach carbonos when they have someone who died. So you see, the din of a Kohen Gadol throughout the year is the same as the din of everybody else. The din of the same as everybody else on Yom Tov. So since the Brisa tells us that a Kohen Gadol observes dinim of tzaras, must be a raya that everybody else observes dinim of tzaras on Yom Tov. So Shema Mina, noeg tzarat b'regel. Shema Mina says, well, that's a good raya. It's a good raya that a person observes tzaras, dinim of tzaras on Yom Tov, because a Kohen Gadol ever observes dinim of tzaras. That's a raya that the rest of us observe dinim of tzaras on Yom Tov. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from the bottom of the page from Avel Aser B'Tzisparus. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Thank you.